Welcome back to another episode of The Radio Psychs, your premier podcast for insights into everything mental health. I'm Dr. Aaron Haddock.
And I'm Dr. Rhonda Yu. We're psychologists who care about people and bringing science to practice.
And we're so glad to have you join us.
Please note that the information shared in this episode is solely intended for informational and entertainment purposes only and is not a substitute for professional medical or mental health advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Today's topic is coffee and your mental health.
Ah, coffee. The most widely consumed psychoactive substance in the world. In the US, it's the second most consumed beverage, right behind water. This is the elixir that turns I can't into I can do anything but sit still. Okay, Rhonda, why do we love it so much?
Well, that's part of the reason right there. It can be a productivity booster, taking someone from I can't to I can. Coffee contains caffeine, right? And caffeine is a central nervous system stimulant that, when consumed, blocks adenosine. So the backstory is adenosine, a neurotransmitter that naturally builds up in the brain, helps to promote relaxation and sleep when it binds to its receptors. And what caffeine does is that it antagonizes the adenosine receptors. So it basically steps in and tells adenosine, nope, we've got things to do. So the result is that we just feel more alert and we're, you know, able to take on the world.
That's right. But here's the catch, right, everybody? While drinking coffee may give you a mental boost, overindulgence can lead to jittery nerves and an unwelcome friend named anxiety. I've certainly experienced this myself. It's all about finding that Goldilocks zone of coffee consumption, just enough for a mental pick-me-up without the roller coaster ride to anxiety town.
Yeah, that's true. The natural effects of caffeine trigger a range of bodily sensations, like your heart beats faster, your breathing becomes more rapid and shallow, your body heats up. I mean, what you feel when you're anxious, right?
Yeah.
And there's research to suggest that for people who experience panic attacks, they're actually at greater risk of having panic attacks when they consume caffeine. So just really good reasons to pay attention to how much coffee you're drinking.
Yeah, definitely. And then there are these other effects we get from coffee. Like, look at what caffeine does to dopamine, which is a neurotransmitter associated with pleasure and motivation. When released in the brain, it makes you feel good, and caffeine consumption can increase the amount of dopamine released. So that morning coffee not only wakes you up, but it might just make you a little happier too. And then there's serotonin, the neurotransmitter that helps to modulate mood, which we sometimes call our happy chemical. Caffeine doesn't directly raise serotonin levels, but it can enhance serotonin receptor sensitivity, which may positively influence our mood.
I mean, I know I'm certainly happier with a cup of coffee in my hand in the morning.
Me too, for sure.
Yeah, so good stuff. Now, tell me, how do individual differences come into play here? Are some people more sensitive to caffeine's effects than others?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Individual differences matter. Oh, that's almost always the case, isn't it? So some people are more sensitive to caffeine and find themselves on an anxiety-inducing roller coaster after just one cup, while others can consume several cups and say they didn't feel it help make them more alert. Factors like genetics, tolerance, and even your daily routine can really matter.
Yeah, so there's at least one person I know that can drink one cup of decaf, which is coffee with at least 97% of the caffeine removed, in the afternoon, and it would keep her up all night.
Wow, so, yeah.
And then there's me, right? With years of frequent daily consumption under my belt, I'm able to drink multiple cups at night and fall asleep with zero delay.
I think we're in the same camp, Rhonda, but we're all different. So even though, right, the FDA says it seems safe for most healthy adults to consume up to 400 milligrams a day, which is about four cups of regular coffee, I think that, you know, I'm basically consuming, you know, I'm in the upper limit. We still need to pay attention to how it affects us individually.
Oh, absolutely. And we said routine matters too. When you drink coffee matters because caffeine's effects can vary throughout the day. Now, in the morning, most people experience a natural peak in their level of wakefulness and alertness. And our bodies are just more sensitive to things that promote alertness, including caffeine. But as the day goes on, usually by early to mid-afternoon, most people experience a temporary dip in their alertness and energy levels. You know, what they call the afternoon slump. And usually during this time, our bodies may be less sensitive to things like caffeine compared to the morning. Aaron, let me ask you, how do you manage your coffee intake throughout the day?
I would say the thing that I've found that really helps me is that I drink coffee in the morning, but then I switch to tea in the afternoon. I feel like it helps me maintain a sense of balance and keeps me from having too many midnight brainstorming sessions.
All right, good call. You know, it's so interesting how much caffeine can impact us. It's a good reminder for all of us to pay attention to how we consume it and how it affects us personally.
Yeah, it is really interesting.
I mean, speaking of which, it's worth mentioning that caffeine addiction is also a real concern, right? If you or anyone you know ever find yourselves feeling like you can't function without your daily coffee or energy drink, please know that there's help available. It's a common issue, and many people with support learn to successfully manage their caffeine intake so that they feel their best.
That's really a great point. It's so crucial to look at how what you're consuming affects your mental health.
Yeah, and that's a wrap.
Thank you again for joining us on this coffee-fueled exploration. Remember, moderation and mindfulness are your friends.
Yeah, that's right. And if you have any questions, comments, or topics you'd like us to explore in future episodes, please don't hesitate to reach out. Take care and be well, everybody.
Take care and be well.